What's happening locally? The news.
And it is our first look for this week. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Panamanian state, through the Ministry of Public Security, civilly sued former President Ricardo Martinelli to demand responsibility for the material and moral damages caused to the state by the Odebrecht case, and therefore demands compensation of $159 million. According to the lawsuit filed before the Second Liquidation Court for Criminal Cases, headed by Baloisa Martinez, the government demands from Martinelli $59 million in material damage and another $100 million for moral damage. The document says that the former president affected the country's reputation internationally and mentions Panama's location on the lists of the Financial Action Task Force, the FATF, and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD. The news was announced by the digital media Foco this Sunday. Lawyer Carlos Munoz, representing the Ministry of Public Security, argued in the lawsuit that between 2010 and 14, Odebrecht made corrupt payments of more than $59 million to officials and intermediaries who worked for the construction company in Panama to, among other things, obtain public works and contracts. He also argued that between 2009 and 12, Odebrecht agreed to pay $6 million to two close relatives of a high-ranking Panamanian government official in connection with government infrastructure projects, with the understanding that in exchange for payments, the official would ensure the participation of Odebrecht under the contracts managed for infrastructure works. Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares, Martinelli's sons, served time in the United States for laundering at least $28 million in bribes from Odebrecht through the U.S. financial system. Both confessed to a New York judge that they committed the crime following orders from their father. The two were called to trial for the Blue Apple and the Odebrecht cases, where money laundering is being investigated. To avoid the trial of the first case, they strategically swore themselves in as substitute deputies of the Central American Parliament, and now their process has gone to the Supreme Court of Justice, while Odebrecht's trial is scheduled for September the 27th. Martinelli, like former President Juan Carlos Varela, and others are also called to trial for the Odebrecht case. Munoz also supported in the lawsuit that in the agreement between Odebrecht and the United States Department of Justice, aspects linked to the Panamanian state are observed that support the facts of this civil action. The claim is based on the provisions of Law 31 of 1998 and the rules of the Penal Code and the Civil Code. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama reiterated the call to address the crisis facing the Social Security Fund. In terms of well-being, we need an immediate solution. This is for the defined benefit subsystem of the CSS, Disability, Old Age and Death Program, which cannot wait for the next administration, is part of the message expressed in the Sunday column La Cámara Opina. This was on, of course, yesterday, Sunday, the 10th of September. The organization stated that the current government administration has wasted valuable time on the matter. The dialogue has to begin immediately. There are already several proposals on the table. Now it is time to sustain them responsibly and debate them in order to adopt urgent, forceful and real actions, said the CCIAP, chaired by Adolfo Fabrega. In another part of the column, entitled Health and Wellbeing Priority of Country Agenda 2024-2029, it was emphasized that what was experienced during the COVID-19 pandemic and at this time indicates that it's critical to establish a work schedule to implement the National Public Comprehensive Health System. The goal must be to achieve a unified system by 2030, they stressed. Again, the aspiration of those of us who live in this country is to receive care from a comprehensive system that represents quality and effectiveness of service while promoting preventative health. The key to this is action. Passivity is not an option because the result is a sick population, the business union noted. Well, like avatars in the metaverse, this is how the journalists who accompanied the president in Marietta must have felt on Friday when they heard him renege on the project that repeals the 2002 transparency law. "Personally, I have no problem with the law as it is," Cortizo said. "Well, if you don't have a problem with that, you hide it very well, because just take a look at the explanatory memorandum bill of 1031 to see that the person who presented it to the National Assembly, well, was the Minister of the Presidency himself, Jose Simpson, last April the 27th. But the naivety of this contradiction is understandable. By lying so many times, the boundaries between what is true and what is false surely become blurred. And although what the President said that might seem like, well, just another lie, he must have some powerful reason to try to deceive the country with information as easily verifiable as that. Could it be that the President is losing his nerve? Perhaps the reason for this statement lies in the contract agreed upon the Donoso Mining Company. The 50th article of that document allows, at the request of the concessionaire, the information on the shareholding composition and the economic group to which the company Minera Panama, which of course is a subsidiary of First Quantum, belongs, to be classified as restricted access in accordance with the provisions on transparency, access to information and data protection. Well, currently, that would now be impossible, since under Transparency Law 6, officials can only restrict access to information from agents of the state or public institutions. Now they're trying to make a shake-in which private information can become restricted information and, what is much worse, can be classified as such at the behest of a company. How will we know if any politician or former official has become a shareholder in the mining company? In addition, it has already been said that there are at least three foreign states that would have equity participation in First Quantum: China, South Korea and Singapore. Marcel Salamin, who represented the state in the negotiating commission on this contract and resigned shortly afterwards, said on the Amiga Stereo program in Perspective that only China has 39.99% of the share package of First Quantum. The three states together have a majority of the share package. This would clash head-on with what the Constitution and the Mineral Resources Code dictates. On the other hand, while Law 23 of 2015 on the prevention of money laundering states that companies that trade precious metals are non-financially obligated subjects and therefore must disclose everything about everything, a mining company presumably controlled by states' foreigners are given a legal mask to protect them from the inquisitive eyes of the people. It seems that all this controversy is not limited exclusively to a mining contract, but it is about the sale of the country, and we have been talking about Bernard Varilla for more than a century. Are we going to spend another century lamenting, this time over spilled, well, condensed milk? So it is double standards where the modification to the transparency law fits. They have to demolish it because some provisions of the contract with the mining company are conditioned to the content of Law 6 of 2002. Are the shareholders of the mine more important than 4.1 million Panamanians? I hope this story does not end in a grammatical error and we are talking about copper and not cobre. It's a very good article. If you want to read more on that, check out La Prensa. The Autonomous University of Chiriquí, UNACHI, grants appointments as full-time professors to those who supposedly have short-term master's degrees and doctorates that are issued by a house of higher education that is not accredited by any recognized agency in the United States. The above was announced by the independent deputy Juan Diego Vasquez. This was on the 5th of September when the rector, Etelvina de Bonegas, went to the Budget Commission of the National Assembly to support her budget for the year of 2024. Vasquez asked the rector how many teachers went from working part-time to full-time, and of that number, how many are graduates of the American and Ragogi University? Very good question. But first I want to say that all state universities have different laws, and what you are telling me about degrees is true, the rector responded. American and Raguri University is a study centre with offices in Hawaii, in the United States, and it promotes itself as an online university. Well, that is, it offers distance or virtual study programmes. Vasquez questioned that the aforementioned university does not have any accreditation to support it. In fact, the university itself clarifies on its website that it is not accredited by any agency recognized by the United States Secretary of Education because it uses a non-traditional study method. The independent deputy stressed that for a professor, having a doctorate allows him to achieve a full-time appointment more quickly. Therefore, Vasquez says that what Urachi does encourages unfair competition. He even cited as an example that what happens at the University of Panama, where its professors only recognize those doctorates that involve at least 2 years of study. There is no serious doctorate in life that lasts 6 months, and you are giving value to that degree, which has no value in the United States and which is generating unfair competition among our own teachers, he pointed out. The rector indicated that each Unachi Academy unit has its commissions to evaluate these titles, and that she is the last one to receive the documents to approve any appointment. However, she promised that she would attend to the matter, although she did not specify how or when. They are going to take action on the matter, she added. A full-time teacher has a better salary than a part-time one, and even more so if you have a doctorate. Vasquez reproaches that Unachi would be paying high salaries to teachers who do not meet the profile. And that's it. There we go. That is a look at some of the items in the news over the last 24 hours or so, and that has been compiled for you here on this program this morning.